answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Sunday, already the ninth day of September 2018, and we're only, 58 days out now from this historic election. 58 days out, my friends, and you've seen the massive censorship. They took us off Twitter, and then they took us off of the iPhone app that we just launched 5 weeks ago that had over 2 million downloads. So adults could get it and come here. They let you have porn sites. They've got, you know, the Catholic Church in Pennsylvania where half the priests are pedophiles. Known pedophiles can have apps. The pornographers can all have apps. But InfoWars, ladies and gentlemen, you can have gambling apps, everything. But Alex Jones, he can't have that. In the letter, they said, because I'm mean-spirited and that I appear to humiliate, intimidate a targeted individual or group. And that is the CNN reporter. We're going to get into that coming up later. But the good news is America more and more sees through what's happening. And James Woods has come out to my defense and saying the organized banning of me on the internet is the beginning of real fascism. Trust me. And no sooner had James Woods put that out last night that we now have one of the heroes of Benghazi, the guy the whole movie 13 Hours is made about, Hero Benghazi, suspended from Twitter for criticizing Obama. Chris Paranto had some choice words for the former president who came out at press conference on Friday and said that he took credit for the economy, Trump didn't do anything, and that it was a conspiracy theory, Benghazi didn't even exist. So you think about that. It's truly sick. Twitter suspends Benghazi hero after criticism of the president who left him there to die, basically tried to kill him. And if you talk to the person that killed your friends and tried to kill you and got caught lying about it, then you are the monster. You are the bad guy. That is truly sick. And now they've banned him with a one-day suspension on Twitter. And first it's a day, then it's a week, then they ban you entirely. And they're doing it to everyone and acting like, oh, you violated the rules. They let the left do whatever violence they want, call for whatever they want. The protected individuals are criminals in the power structure who can go around and do whatever they want and don't want to be criticized. Well, suppressing people from being able to have their speech is only going to make them matter. Now, here's the big news we've been breaking down. And a lot more of it's coming up here today at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. And Owen Schroer is going to be joining me during the 4 to 6 p.m. transmission right now. And it's so critical that you remember, it isn't just talk in the background when I say, if you don't spread the live feeds, if you don't spread InfoWars.com/show, they'll win. And in critical times like this, when the neocons and others are trying to get a full-scale war going in Syria and U.S. airstrikes have begun there, and the Russians have been warning of more chemical false flags being prepared, you better know that it's time to be focused and involved and keeping our eyes open and watching our six as well, because history is unfolding. And what happens if Russia retaliates? This could spin out of control very, very quickly. But again, we're in the middle of a Shiite-Sunni civil war that's spilling into Europe. And it's all part of that EU plan that's on InfoWars.com. Report EU intentionally collapsing European countries with illegals. This was 4 years ago. And it gets into the Kalergi plan, the plan to actually collapse Europe into the Middle East. This is the official UN plan developed by Austrian royalty more than 60 years ago. So that is such a critical article up on InfoWars.com. But that said, this is an incredible time to be alive. We are 58 days out from the election. And I know you're frosty. I know you're focused, but you can feel it. You can see it. It's unbelievable. They're trying to shut me down. They're trying to shut everybody down. They're getting ready to stage, I believe, terror attacks on the media and blame me because they keep having the talking point that I'm calling for violence when they're the ones doing it. So everybody have your video cameras ready. They want to kill everybody's live feeds so we can't cover what really happens when they pull their false flag. So I'm telling you, maximum vigilance. They're trying to have a coup against the president. That's even in mainstream news. They're even in mainstream media admitting that they've got insiders trying to block his agenda and overthrow him. This country is in the middle of a civil war with powerful criminal globalist forces. But we have the Constitution and history and right on our side, and the economy's getting better. So we're in the fight, but me more focused and more involved than ever. Again, I'm Alex Jones. This is the InfoWar. Next year's news today. Please pray for us. We need your prayers.
From the- the front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this live transmission. It is Sunday, September 9th, 2018. And we're going to be here live with myself, Owen Schroyer, and others as we track the U.S. bombardment under orders of President Donald J. Trump of Syrian forces entering the last al-Qaeda ISIS area of Alib. And Trump earlier in the week had pledged strikes against Assad forces if they went into that final area on the border with Turkey. Turkey has threatened to invade if those ISIS al-Qaeda forces are driven out. This is the last area stronghold that ISIS and al-Qaeda hold. And we're going to be looking at the geopolitical ramifications of this coming up a little bit later in this transmission. But first, here are the facts breaking at Infowars.com and NewsWars.com. As this breaks, there's only articles just now breaking in RT and in Reuters, both saying basically the same thing. Here they are. U.S. jets strike Syria town with banned white phosphorus bombs. Russian defense ministry giant fires raging in the area, obviously used to incinerate ground forces. Reuters, Russia says U.S. dropped phosphorus bombs over Syria's Deir al-Zor province. And there's now reports of other bombings and attacks going on as well. Israel just admitted in the last month they bombed Syria more than 200 times. So the war is already going on. But here's the big takeaway that's important. Russia has said since the April 14th strikes earlier this year that did turn out to be false flags, the chemical attacks didn't even happen this time. There were two previous false flags that did happen where ISIS and al-Qaeda did launch chemical attacks. Even the UN later had to admit it and documented all of it. So just really amazing. We're going to cover more of that coming up in a moment, the actual video and actual history and actual proof of that information. But what's incredible is that now, what, 6-7 months later, Russia is still vowing to retaliate, as they did in public statements at the time, to try to shoot down any missiles or shoot down any aircraft that come in and to target the launch site of the missiles or the bases where the aircraft were launched from. Now, there's the news of Australia. Put that back up on screen, please. Russia threatens to attack U.S. troops supporting Syrian rebels. Moscow warned it will bomb U.S. troops of Syria if they don't abandon bases occupied by rebel forces. But the last time they did this, dozens of Russians ended up dead. It was actually about 450 so-called mercenaries that were really sheep-dipped Spetsnaz. And so that sent a very strong message by President Trump to Russia. And again, the claims that Trump is easy on Russia, massive tariffs, massive sanctions, moving major forces onto their borders in NATO and Eastern European countries, shipping heavy weapons to the Western Ukraine to actually attack the Russian forces. So this is one of the areas I disagree with President Trump on very, very strongly. I understand the geopolitical reasons of why they're doing it. I'll get to that in a moment. I understand the geopolitical grand chessboard strategies and stratagems. But at the end of the day, if you're turning a sovereign country over to ISIS and al-Qaeda, and Assad didn't start the war 7 years ago, and our own military said 5 years ago to Obama, we're not going to be al-Qaeda's Air Force. We're not going to be ISIS's Air Force. And Rand Paul spoke about it. Senator Paul, Senator Cruz valiantly did, both great, you know, men on that subject. And Trump spoke out against it when he was just a billionaire, you know, mogul. And then now it becomes a different direction from the president, one of the few areas that he's not continued with what his pledges were. Now, I understand he's the president. He knows things we don't know. What really got me mad back in April when this happened was it had been announced that he wasn't going to strike Syria and that we thought it was a false flag, which it turned out to be. This time there wasn't even a chemical attack. They came and got kids out of school. They were later all interviewed and threw water on them and put green paint on them and said, "You're dying." And later the exact kids that supposedly died were interviewed and said, "No, it was all fake." And it turned out it was. And then Trump began to cut the funding to the white helmets, who the UN funds that are really ISIS and al-Qaeda, funded by Saudi Arabia. So Trump was supposed to get in and stop all of this. And Trump was supposed to get in and make Saudi Arabia stop funding radical Islam invading Wahhabism. He was supposed to get Iran to back down, which I agree, Iran's a threat. And instead, we're right back to backing Saudi Arabia again and taking over the region. Here's famous white helmet footage where they sent out over the satellite what actually happened. And then later, he just gets up and walks off. It's totally fake. There are hundreds of these videos. And YouTube and others work to take them down. Just like CNN's been caught using actors to say Muslims were protesting the bombing, you know, of that pop concert last year of little girls. And then it turned out that it was all staged. So I'm not saying every event staged, but mainstream media has been caught staging dead babies in incubators that Saddam Hussein bashed the brains out of to get us in the Gulf War in 1990. That wasn't real. WMDs weren't real. Here's more fake footage, again, shot in Syria last year, where they actually, on the audio, in Arabic, say, action. In fact, let's back that up since we're into this now. Let's back that up. Let's go ahead and play this. They're even playing the sad music in the background. And the kid's doing the fake convulsing. And then the doctor winks. It's time to do it. Clearly, he's an actor. And then he falls over, but no one else falls over from the chemical weapons. Not all the camera people. And if you're a radio listener, you need to go to Infowars.com, and you'll see the live feed of this. We'll also have it archived. This is why they want to shut off the internet, though, because I'm going to show you this. Now, the first two chemical attacks, after Obama said there's a red line 4 years ago, 5 years ago, and if you cross it with chemical attacks, we'll invade. Well, Assad was already winning then. Why would he launch a chemical attack? He already agreed to give his weapons up. And it showed ISIS and al-Qaeda doing Allah Akbar chanting and firing the mortars into areas held by Assad. And then showing real dying kids saying, oh, my God, look, he did this. We've got to invade. They did that twice and got caught. Turned out it was Saudi Arabia munitions. The third time in April of this year, it got confirmed. Even British newspapers a few months after said, okay, it was staged. They had town halls in Syria showing all the kids you saw dying. Up there saying, no, they came to our school, they gave us granola bars, they gave us candy, they gave us milk, they said come to the hospital, they dumped water on us, they told us flop around, they would give us more candy. So we'll get to those in a moment. But first off, here's the big issue. The U.S. strikes have begun in Syria against the one area that's still held by ISIS and al-Qaeda and Saudi Arabian forces who initiated the first invasion. In IDLIB, Idlib, right near the Turkish border. And so this is a very complex crisis for Europe. Turkey is threatened. The dictator has to open up all of Syria, let that humanitarian crisis flood through into Europe with the 20 million refugees, not just the 15 million that are there. So Trump's trying to contain that. So I'm not even second-guessing the president here, okay, because I've really studied this and looked at it from every angle. I understand Iran's belligerent. They've got real sleeper cells in the U.S. and Europe. They've been threatening our forces. They've got Hezbollah there. They mean business. So they are a real foreign power. Iran has threatened to activate these sleeper cells in just the last few months. We were the first to break it. Saudi Arabia is more of a client of the globalist and leftist elements of the CIA and people like Brennan. And so it's somewhat controllable. And Trump has said, stop what you're doing. But then Saudi Arabia's argument is, okay, we're stopping ISIS and al-Qaeda invasions worldwide. But you have to then stop Iran, because if you pull us out and you totally turn this over to Assad, he's allied with Iran, and then now Hezbollah is going to use this as a new offensive against all of its neighbors, which is true. And Iran is not agreeing, like they did 5 years ago with the Pentagon, if we blocked the total takeover that Obama was planning with Saudi Arabia. Iran tacitly agreed to pull out once al-Qaeda and ISIS forces were pushed out of the region. Well, now they're basically pushed out, but the camel's nose is under the tent flap, and Trump's saying, no, we're going to fully push them out, then Assad's going to hold new elections, and then we're going to pull back. So the question is, who's going to blink first, Iran or the U.S.? But technically, Iran is not agreeing to the full agreement in Trump's view. But from their view, ISIS and al-Qaeda need to be fully driven from the region until they fully pull out. But the Pentagon doesn't trust them. So that's the Mexican standoff we're in. And I understand why the president's doing this, but it doesn't mean I don't agree with it or disagree with it. I'm simply saying this could trigger a new world war, as many analysts are saying. We're going to look at more of this coming up here in just a moment. again, ladies and gentlemen, why am I demonized so much? Listen to the Alex Jones Show here. Owen Schroyer is coming up with me. Because I actually study the geopolitical ramifications of this. And 7 years ago, when the Arab Spring got funded by Obama and Google and Facebook and Twitter, and they were overthrowing our allies that were non-radicals in Egypt and other areas, and they were killing Gaddafi, who'd come in out of the cold, was working with the West, who was stabilizing Africa. They were putting radical Wahhabists out of Saudi Arabia and from all of the world, out of Tajikistan, Uzbekistan, out of Turkmenistan, out of all these other areas, Chechnya, you name it, the Balkans, Albania, North Africa, flooding into Egypt, flooding into Libya, flooding into Syria, flooding into Iraq to kill U.S. forces, to attack Israel. And our own Pentagon went, man, Obama's done a deal with Saudi Arabia and the Muslim Brotherhood that is Wahhabist. They're Sunni, the majority of Islam, 80%. This is a double cross of everything and destabilizing things and throwing our allies out and letting them blow up and burn hundreds and hundreds of churches in countries like Egypt. This is wrong. And so I came out and said it was wrong. All these other CIA insider whistleblowers like Tosh Plumlee went public. Colonel Anthony Schaefer went public. Senator Paul went public. Senator Cruz went public and said, we're not Al-Qaeda's Air Force. Remember all that? And Obama was giving billions and billions of dollars of U.S. money to these groups. And Tucker Carlson was celebrating the revolution and how great it was when they blew up hundreds of churches and killed tens of thousands of Christians and others in these countries. It was incredibly evil. And so we had a magic moment 5.5, 6 years ago. The head of the Joint Chiefs, Dempsey, went to Obama and said, we will not be part of this. You better back off. We're going to have a peace. We're going to work with the Russians to come in and stabilize it along with our forces. And we're going to kick Iran and we're going to kick the forces of Saudi Arabia out of there. But then after they've all withdrawn, Assad agrees even beforehand to give up his chemicals, which he agreed to. And they agree to then have generally reviewed, internationally accepted, monitored elections, and Assad agrees to leave to basically England, where he was brought up anyways. His dad was a brutal dictator. He wasn't, compared to him. And Assad said, I'll do that. Well, here we are almost 6 years later, and the forces of Al-Qaeda and ISIS have been pushed into one little province. It's amazing. You know, they said the Russians and the Syrians could never do that. It's happened because the Saudi Arabian support has been cut off by the Russians, by President Trump, by the U.S. military, you name it. And John McCain, the author of turning it over to Saudi Arabia, all of Syria, a country that's been invaded and taken over by Saudi Arabia three times since Saudi Arabia's founding in the last 100 years. This is a war crime that McCain tried to engage in. And he literally helped found ISIS. He helped bring in Al-Qaeda. So our military had a great moral moment in all of this, and our own Senate did, and the American people did, and InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com were catalyst for the whistleblowers to have a place to speak and for the U.S. military to hold up those signs saying, I didn't join the Navy or the Marine Corps or the Army or the Air Force to work for Al-Qaeda. So the agreement was made with Assad. The agreement was made with Iran, and they made tacit agreement with the Pentagon and the American people and Congress to bypass the Muslim Brotherhood in Saudi Arabia and Obama, to cut them off, because it was immoral and evil to turn that multi-religious, more open society, one of the most open societies in the Middle East, over to the worst Wahhabist on the planet who don't let women drive and kill you if your wife isn't wearing a burqa over her head and stone their daughters to death, you know, if they don't say they believe in Muhammad. We had a good moral moment. It was the right thing to do. And sickeningly, Israel was involved. And I'm not an enemy of Israel. And Obama was involved. But the decision was made to turn that country, that ancient nation, one of the oldest Christian nations originally, over to the most radical Islamicists who would put them all to the sword. And now 6 years later, you know, 4 years later, Trump gets in. He had agreed with me and everybody else on this common sense approach before. Then he does one targeted strike when there's a chemical attack, clearly a false flag. Then he does another big strike, clearly a false flag, and now admitted to be a false flag. And now he's doing it again. U.S. forces are now striking Syria in multiple areas, big fires, you name it, because The Pentagon sees it as major Iranian forces coming in, not leaving, fortifying the area and preparing it as a front against Jordan, against Israel, against Iraq, against Saudi Arabia, because it's right there in a key area against Turkey. So all these other allies are freaking out over this, and they want Iran to be taken care of. They don't want Iran, who already to a great extent, if we show a world map, Iran's already got a lot of control and has areas where they have complete control through passage through Iran, through Iraq, into Syria, and then to everywhere else in the Middle East. And so the argument is you better stabilize and get them out. And if you totally remove the Wahhabist and the Al-Qaeda and ISIS people, there won't be any force countervailing them because Assad is in control. And he's allied with Iran. And so Assad has not been sending these signals to the Pentagon and others that he's actually going to do what he said he would do now. And so that's why this is happening. And so that's why now in deep hindsight, in deep reflection and research, I understand why Trump a week ago said, I may have to strike you. We may have to stop your forces from running them out of there, because then Iran will have full control of that corridor right out of Western Iran, right through Southern Iraq, right up into Western Iraq, into Central Syria, right through up into the Northeast, Northwest corner. And so that's, if you can see there, they're coming through Iran. The Shiites have the south. So again, they come in through Iran. They go up. They go through. And then they've got passage to Europe. And now that is an Islamic invasion zone right into Europe. So we've plugged up the Wahhabis getting full control so that they can then invade, just like they did Istanbul hundreds of years ago and took over that part of Europe, Turkey, the Byzantine Empire. So they can use that as a land route invasion force into the areas they already basically control. Albania, areas of Macedonia, Bulgaria. They're all desperately trying to put up borders, but they already have been infested by jihadis. So Trump knows the larger plan was originally destabilize Europe, destabilize North Africa, the Middle East, put in globalists that open the borders, collapse the borders. We put that map back up, please, for TV viewers. Collapse the borders of Europe, and then have a Wahhabist Muslim Brotherhood invasion up through the Middle East, up out of Africa, into Europe, and conquer that way. That was the deal. Trump and patriots in Poland, Hungary, Romania, and now in England and other areas are putting the kibosh on that. But now we face the Iran projection as well, and you've got Turkey triple dealing in the middle of it. That's why this is so important, with Russia threatening military retaliation. Will Russia launch military retaliation? That's the big question. They've pledged they will. We'll see. Trump followed through on his promise to attack. Infowars.com, Newswars.com, live coverage throughout the evening right here at Infowars.com. Spread these links. That's why they're verboten. They don't want you to spread the links. They're counting on you being lazy, but you're not. We're going to win. Jones here, back live on this Sunday afternoon, evening transmission. We have U.S. strikes taking place in multiple areas of Syria. You have Trump earlier in the week pledging that if Assad's forces in Syria began to push out the last Al-Qaeda ISIS areas, that they believe that would cause a humanitarian disaster in a city of more than a million people where they're dug in. And Trump has promised strikes if that happened. Well, now strikes have begun to happen, not just in one location, but are being reported now in multiple areas of Syria. We're tracking the latest on that at Infowars.com and Newswars.com. Now, months ago, going back to April and then through to just a few months ago, the Russians have threatened to shoot down aircraft, shoot down missiles, and target where they were launched from if the, quote, sovereign government of Syria and its military, trying to rid the country, in their words, of outside invaders are attacked. I want to be clear. I see Assad and I see Russia's view. It's Russia's only deep water port in the Mediterranean, their only port period in the Mediterranean. Syria did not start this war like Obama did 7 years ago, funding Al-Qaeda and the Arab Spring. Trump spoke out against this as a candidate and said it was wrong. And the deals have been made to let the Russians come in to help kick Al-Qaeda and ISIS out to send them back to places like Chechnya and Saudi Arabia who were behind this invasion. Now, those are the facts. Does that mean I love Assad? No. Does that mean I don't understand that Iran is now coming into the vacuum, taking over Syria, and that now the Pentagon is worried about ISIS and Al-Qaeda, but also Iran, and it's creating a vacuum where they come in? Yes, we understand the geopolitical ramifications of this, and I understand what the Pentagon sees. I understand, you know, the larger issues. Mainstream media will just say, Assad's bad, he's got chemical weapons, take him out. Well, our own military, when this all kicked off 6+ years ago, said, no, we're not going to turn the country over to Al-Qaeda and ISIS to murder all the non-radical Muslims and Christians and others in one of the most tolerant Muslim countries in the world. That was a good thing that happened. And it gets into complex history. And I've been jumping back into the past and back to the present. But I do see why Trump is saying, you go into that major city of Idlib and you try to drive out the Al-Qaeda and ISIS forces and you carpet bomb that city, it's going to be a huge humanitarian disaster. So they created this red line that Obama created, saying, if you use chemical weapons, we will attack Assad. Well, every time Assad's about to win, Al-Qaeda and ISIS get caught staging the chemical attacks. And for TV viewers, you can roll some of that footage if you want. For radio listeners, even British news, even German news, this year had to admit, okay, nobody was nerve-gassed in the last chemical attack in April, on April 13th, that led to Trump striking on the 14th. I mean, it's staged videos. It's kids told me that they get food if they went and played as actors. That doesn't mean I'm saying everything is actors. But the Middle East is famous for staging dead babies in incubators and stuff like that. And even mainstream news shows Al Jazeera caught staging dead kids. And it's just something that goes on over there. Very, very dirty pool. Massive, massive manipulation. So my big concern here is that Trump's going to get roped into a wider war over there, that Russia's going to respond, and that's going to lead to a bigger humanitarian crisis, military crisis, and also a new world war. Because if Russia really starts shooting down U.S. aircraft, they've got the missiles to do it, and if they really start attacking bases and platforms where those are fired from, that would not be good for anybody because it could turn into a nuclear war very, very quickly. That said, we know Trump's being advised, if you look at the map, that Iran is in control of southern Iraq. They're able to come through and then into Syria and into Turkey and then into Albania and other areas and control Europe. Saudi Arabia's already been trying that. And the Pentagon, before Trump even got in, blocked Obama doing it. That was good. I was proud of the Pentagon. I was proud of the generals. I was proud of Senator Paul and Senator Cruz and Colonel Schaefer and myself and InfoWars and you, the audience, and the current and former military that said no. But now we're in a new ball game where the Al-Qaeda and ISIS forces have all but been defeated. And so the argument is Iran, you are causing major problems. You are not leaving. You're going into Lebanon. You're doing all these things to Israel. You have to go. And they're not doing that. So it's a giant proxy war with the Iranian forces and their Syrian allies. That's in pink if you're looking at the TV screen. Then you've got the Kurdish forces that want control of the oil in their own areas up there in the north. You've got all the other Al-Qaeda affiliated group. You've got rebels that are, again, just not saying they're ISIS or Al-Qaeda, but they are still the same group. You've got Turkish forces threatening to come in out of the north because they don't want the Kurds getting control. And they want to dominate their flank, obviously. You've got Russia with its bases trying to aid the mainline Syrian military. And then you've got the U.S. bases around the country that are basically trying to get Assad. If we put that map back up full screen, please. Trying to get Assad to go along with the deal he made 6 years ago with the Pentagon to bypass the criminal war crime Obama was engaging in, turning the entire region over to the Al-Qaeda Wahhabist forces and his deal with the Muslim Brotherhood, which is Wahhabist, which is Sunni and Saudi Arabia. So you've got a proxy war between Iran, that's 20% of the Muslim population, and I don't mean technically in Iran, I mean there's the Shiite command base, the Islamic State of Shiite. There's 20% of Islam worldwide. And then you've got 19%, then you've got 79% of the world's Islamicists that are Sunni. And that's all based in Saudi Arabia and worldwide. And then 1% that's Alawite. So again, you have Iran and Saudi Arabia who hate each other, who've been battling over control of Islam for 1600 years since it started. You've got them, I guess 1450 years. They've been battling over control. And now they're using Iraq as a proxy war. And now they're using Syria as a proxy war. And now Turkey's going with its own radical form of Islam as well, more aligned with Saudi Arabia. And the whole thing is just turning into a giant powder keg. So if you want to tune into a show that's real simple, it just says Assad bad, Iran bad, Saudi Arabia bad, that's not the broadcast. Here we're actually getting into the forces that are involved. And I understand why Trump is being advised by the Pentagon to not let Iran now have full control of the country. Because also Turkey has said they will invade that area in northwest Syria if the United States turns it completely over to either one of the other two groups. Turkey says it's in its interest all the way up from the north with Kurdistan, right down up to northwestern Syria and the Mediterranean to control that area. And I don't like Erdogan. I don't like what he's doing. But the reason you see all this heating up is because all these different forces are jockeying for control of that area because they're based on conquest, not on renaissance. And it's why the Islamic world, whether it's North Africa or the Middle East or Indonesia, none of them can get along. They're always killing each other. Women are slaves. Gays are thrown off buildings. They are not compatible with civilization. And the biggest victim of Islam is Islam. So why is the left in Europe and everywhere else allied with Islam? And the reason they're allied with Islam, there's a report on Infowars.com from Leo Zagami that's so powerful that makes you understand it all. Report, EU intentionally collapsing European countries with illegals. And it gets into the Kalargi plan developed by the original person that developed the EU plan, even for the Nazis. And that was Richard Cloudhoven Kalargi. And they had a plan to merge Europe with Islam and the Muslims for a global superstate that would then take over the planet. Because if Europe merged with Islam, then Islam could take over all of Eastern Europe, all the Middle East, all of Africa, all of Central Asia, all of East Asia, all of Russia, and then basically dominate the globe if you had the European know-how, science, and technology with the giant ballooning Islamic population that he predicted would be in the billions and is now in the billions. Everyone should see this report at Infowars.com. I can't tweet it out. I'm totally banned. You have to do it. You know, it's really breathtaking as I sit here live on this Sunday afternoon broadcasting worldwide to see U.S. forces now bombing Syria again and undoubtedly killing Russian forces, and to see mainstream media saying that Trump has been soft on Russia when nobody's been tougher on him. But that's the upside-down world we live in. And it's breathtaking to know every major libertarian or conservative or nationalist person I talk to has either been shadow banned or completely banned off of one or more or all platforms. The media, the corporate media, has made a big deal about me being deplatformed almost off of everything in a concerted criminal effort that should frighten anybody that wants to live in a free country. And they've done that because they first built me into a straw man and demonized me, hoping you would accept the censorship. But there's been a big backlash, and James Woods and others have come out to my defense just in the last few hours. But it's not enough, ladies and gentlemen, because it's being done to everyone that I know. Yes, they've taken me off more than 30 platforms now, so I'm the most banned in the world outside of communist China, where Google and Apple and others help suppress the population there. It's incredible. There's even congressional hearings about it. But the big takeaway is that mainstream corporate media, the Democratic Party, and big tech are all in collusion with the Chinese government and the EU and others to do this. It is nothing less than criminal and outrageous and insane. And just today, one of many people banned is Chris Tonto Peranto, who we're getting on the show tomorrow. Good friend of mine, hero of Benghazi. And Obama came out in a speech and said, Benghazi is a conspiracy theory. It didn't even happen. And Chris came out and said, I lost a lot of friends on that roof. We got attacked. How dare you say it didn't happen? In fact, later in the next hour, we'll play the video of Obama saying it's a conspiracy theory. Obama ordered the stand down. So he's the guy who literally, along with Hillary, got these people killed. And then they turn it around and ban him with a one-day suspension, saying he bullied someone in a protected group. Well, Chris is Hispanic. They say Obama's African. But no, the real protected group is a globalist, is a Democrat. Just like the CNN reporter that was getting me banned everywhere, I confronted him and said, you're a scumbag, which he is. And then they banned me off the iTunes app and Twitter in the next 2 days, saying I bullied a protected group. It's unbelievable. Benghazi is a conspiracy at Barack Obama, question mark. How about you do this? Let's put your cowardly ass on the top of a roof with six of your buddies and shoot RPGs and AK-47s at you while terrorists lob 81-millimeter mortars, killing two of your buddies, all while waiting for U.S. air support for 13 hours you never sent. Hashtag scum. He almost got killed by Obama. His friends got killed. They were proven to be liars. And when they're done, they say, screw you. You're not even human, Chris. Mr. Peranto, crawl in a ditch and die. We're going to kick you off Twitter. Because first it's a first it's a one-day suspension, then a seven-day, then they ban you, like me. And they're banning everybody, and it's criminal, and it's evil, and it's abusive, and you can't even criticize known public figures. Here is the actual thing that came in Friday night from Apple. Your app includes content that could be considered defamatory by them. It's all subjective or mean-spirited and appears to humiliate, intimidate, or place a targeted individual or group in harm's way. And they said, the CNN reporter, Mark Dice absolutely blows it out of the water. But thank God James Woods has come out and said, banning Alex Jones from the internet is a slippery slope. This is the beginning of the real fascism. Trust me. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. This is the beginning of the real fascism here in America. And James Woods is absolutely right. And it's happening to everybody that wants capitalism or who wants free market and who's well-spoken. And the left and Antifa can all call for killing us. They can have official apps and be on Twitter. And they can, you can have all these radical Islamic groups, and ISIS and Al-Qaeda can have Twitters. And all these other criminal groups can do it. But I can't. And veterans can't. They're talking about taking it away from Trump. This is an outrageous authoritarian power grab. Mark Dice blew it out of the water. Here is his report.
As you probably heard, Alex Jones was permanently banned from Twitter yesterday. But there are six levels of irony to this story that everybody should be aware of, because what happened here is horrifying. Twitter said that it was because he was bullying a CNN reporter. That's literally the reason that they gave. The Associated Press reports, Twitter said Jones posted a video on Wednesday that violates the company's policy against abusive behavior. That video showed Jones berating CNN journalist Oliver Darcy, for some 10 minutes in between two congressional hearings on social media. So the first level of irony here is that Jones bullied a reporter who's a public figure. Second level is that reporter was working in the capacity of a reporter. It wasn't like he was out to dinner with his family or, you know, being harassed at a grocery store. He was working as a reporter. The third level is he was a public figure working in the capacity of being a reporter on public property. The fourth level of irony is that reporter was covering Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey testifying in front of Congress about social media censorship. The fifth level of irony here is that very reporter is the same one who had been tattling on Alex for months to Twitter and YouTube and Facebook, digging through their tweets and their videos, and then contacting the social media giants, and then saying, well, doesn't this violate your terms of service? Doesn't this? Why haven't you banned him yet? The sixth level of irony is that you're not allowed to post a video of Alex denouncing the reporter on Twitter, or you too will be banned for violating their terms of service. As Paul Joseph Watson discovered, who was suspended yesterday, thankfully only temporarily, for literally posting the video. That's right, you're not even allowed to show why someone was banned so that others could look at the material and decide whether or not this was an overreach or not. You're just supposed to take their word for it. He was bullying a reporter. I guess Twitter's gonna start banning everyone at Trump rallies who chants CNN sucks to Jim Acosta, because that's bullying too. Of course, liberals posting video of themselves harassing Trump administration officials in their private lives while they're having dinner with their families in restaurants, that's okay. But Alex Jones telling off a CNN reporter in public while he's on the job at an event about social media censorship, that's not allowed. That's where we're at right now. Of course, CNN stalking and harassing that poor 70-year-old woman who happened to share something on Facebook that was originally posted by the Russians, that's okay. Oh, by the way, I received an email yesterday morning from Twitter saying that someone filed a complaint against something that I posted, and they had investigated it, but thankfully they found that it was not in violation of their terms of service, and guess what it was? Oh, it was my parody of little Brian Stelter that I had posted a week and a half ago. Gee, what a coincidence. Oh, wait, what's this? Oh, it's the video in question of Alex Jones bullying that poor reporter. Let's take a look.
Look at this right here. The guy that goes around policing and calling for censorship and then claims that Trump's wrong. There's no censorship of conservatives or patriots. You are incredibly shameful, man.
How are you doing, Alex?
You're just, look at you. You are literally an anti-American, anti-free speech coward. You're going to go down the history books at the Criminal News Network.
Wow, he called him shameful and a coward. How dare you, Alex? You're banned for life. Of course, just showing you that clip is putting my career at risk, because YouTube may say that I showed the forbidden video that's been banned and issue me a community guideline strike for bullying this poor guy. Alex wasn't even yelling at him. He wasn't getting in his face and bumping chest with him like he was going to get into a fight. He was just telling him off for tattling on some of their previous tweets. Look at this, he openly admits it. Facebook invited me to an event today where the company aimed to tout its commitment to fighting fake news and misinformation. I asked them, why is InfoWars still allowed on the platform? I didn't get a good answer. And then there's this, after Alex was wiped from all the other platforms just last month. It's important to note that tech platforms did not enforce their own rules and take action against Alex Jones at InfoWars on their own accord. It took media outlets to point out for weeks that InfoWars was skirting the rules on these tech platforms for them to enforce their standards. It was you! You were pointing out the tweets! You were crying to Twitter and YouTube and everybody else that, oh, look at what he's doing! It's breaking the rules! Literally, there's six levels of irony here. He's a reporter, a public figure, working in the capacity as a reporter, on public property, at an event about social media censorship. The very guy who got Alex Jones and InfoWars banned from all the other platforms. And if you post this video, then you too may be banned. And
MarkDice.com doing a great job. See all his videos there at MarkDice.com. Now, we're going to end this transmission. There's going to be the whole second hour of the broadcast, 4 to 6 p.m. today, with Owen Schroyer and these key reports, the latest on the war news in Syria. But the big news is James Woods is right. We're going into fascism. Banning me was very, very dangerous, very, very evil. Now it's happening to heroes of Benghazi. What will we put up with? That's really the big question. In closing, it's your financial support that helps us continue to operate at InfoWars.com. InfoWarsStore.com have a bunch of big specials that are going to end in the next few days. We're going to have new specials, but the ultimate turmeric formula, bodies, 50% off. The amazing bone broth formula, 50% off. A bunch of other great specials, 50% off. The Patriot t-shirts, they're all there at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Now more than ever, we need your support, plus these are great products. So think about us today, InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It did not start with Donald Trump. He is a symptom, not the cause. So when you hear how great the economy is doing right now. Let's just remember when this recovery started. I'm glad it's continued, but when you hear about this economic miracle that's been going on, when the job numbers come out, monthly job numbers, and suddenly Republicans are saying it's a miracle, I have to
just
remind
look
them, actually,
at that fork-tongued liar.
Job numbers are the same as they were in 2015 and 2016, and
he said, what do you think of President Obama's speech? And I said, I'm sorry, I watched it, but I fell asleep. I found he's very good for sleeping.
Barack Hussein Obama, the first president in U.S. history to not attain 3% GDP growth, even though he had 8 years to do it, a president who spent so much, he slowed any growth he was generating. The national debt grew from $11.5 trillion to $20 trillion under Obama, as did the misery index by 53%. Food stamp recipients rose by a staggering 42%. Ironically, gun manufacturing boomed under the UN gun-grabbing rhetoric of Barack Obama by 192%.
People have been beaten down so long, and they feel so betrayed by government.
So it's not surprising then that they get bitter and they cling to guns or religion or antipathy towards people who aren't like them, or a way to explain their frustrations.
But we are all supposed to believe that the current roaring economy is due to Obama's economic recovery strategy, not President Trump's corporate tax cuts or the reopening of factories humming the tune Made in America again.
Made in the USA, made in America, it's back.
Let's take a look at Obama's recovery. Forbes magazine wrote in 2013, what is clear is that Obamanomics has produced the worst recovery from a recession since the Great Depression. Worse than what every other president who has faced a recession has achieved since the Great Depression.
Some of those jobs of the past are just not going to come back.
And as job numbers rose out of the Bush recession with Obama and Trump seemingly neck and neck, the industries the two presidents have affected are very different. Quartz's comparison indicates while Trump is dominated in mining, metals, machinery, computers, and oil and gas extraction, Obama's jobs were in storage, travel, and two cyclical dying industries, department stores and Hollywood.
I'm going to say one thing. Trump.
Not to mention that during the last election cycle, Obama said that none of Trump's predictions were possible. If Obama is truly responsible for 2018's economic growth, wouldn't he have predicted that growth when he had had the chance?
When somebody says, like the person you just mentioned, who I'm not going to advertise for, that he's going to bring all these jobs back. Well, how exactly are you going to do that? What are you going to do? There's no answer to it. He just says, "Well, I'm going to negotiate a better deal." Well, how exactly are you going to negotiate that? What magic wand do you have? And usually the answer is he doesn't have an answer.
The Democrats are thankfully chaining themselves to a flaming pile of bullshit that most Americans can smell a mile away.
They'll warn that tyranny's always lurking just around the corner.
Tyranny with a capital T.
You should reject these voices.
John Bound reporting for Infowars.com.
Yeah, if they think former President Hussein Obama is going to redeem the blue wave, they got another thing coming. We'll be right back with the Alex Jones Show.
Live from From the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Second hour of The Alex Jones Show here on this Sunday, September 9th. I have not watched any of the NFL today, but it did kick off. Ratings were down 13% from the NFL kickoff this week. My guess is they'll be down again today. And that's just what you get when you want to use an anti-American bent to your marketing and to your product. So what are people actually talking about instead of the bread and circus modern day gladiators? They're talking about censorship on the internet. And I'm going to open up the phone lines now for your calls for the entirety of the second hour. Also covering some news. 1-877-789-ALEX is the number to call. But people aren't talking about football. People aren't really talking about the sports and the pop cultures anymore. Entertainment television ratings are down. Sports ratings are down. And you have this new phenomenon happening where a guy like Mark Dice or Candace Owens can go on the internet and do a video and get hundreds of thousands and millions of views. In fact, I don't even believe if we even covered Candace Owens' last video where she goes down to Florida and covers the immigration center. Unbelievably powerful video. Just totally shatters the false narrative that the Democrats are leading on about the treatment of immigrants at these facilities or by President Trump. And you go watch this video, and if this video got 300 million views and every American saw this video, it'd be game over. Just like if every American could see Obama arguing with himself over the jobs market and then saying it can't happen and taking credit at the same times, maybe America could wake up. So what do we need to do about the censorship? How do we beat this? Because, look, I love President Trump. The guy has brought me to tears. He's made me laugh. I mean, it's just been an unbelievable ride under President Trump. But, you know, Hillary Clinton is still walking free. And he said in his campaign that the voices, the unheard voices, you're not unheard anymore. Well, wait a second. We're literally not being heard anymore. I mean, they're shutting us down. I've got the Resolution Center message from Apple right now. And so we're going to cover all that. We're going to take all your calls. But folks, here's the thing. I thank God that Alex had the foresight to create InfoWarsStore.com. Because let me explain something. A lot of other people out there, and this is the censorship on the internet with YouTube and Twitter and Facebook censoring conservatives. A lot of those people that are being demonetized, you know, they don't work for InfoWars. They don't have InfoWarsStore.com to back them. They don't have the Alex Jones audience of millions of people to back them. The greatest audience, in my recollection, in the world. So there's a lot of people out there who used to make money doing YouTube and doing their thing on social media that are now banned. Now, luckily, we have InfoWarsStore.com, and your support maintains our ability to exist and continue broadcasting despite them erasing us off the internet. So we continue to sit here, even though they box us in and broadcast out at InfoWars.com/show and all of our radio stations and television syndicates, even though they're blocking us on the number one main vein for traffic and media consumption, the internet. But that's fine because your support at InfoWarsStore.com maintains, and it's how we're able to expand despite the censorship where most people would be contracting. So the Labor Day specials are actually extended. This is incredible. 50% off many of the top-selling supplements, including Ultimate Bone Broth, Bod Ease, Knockout Sleep Aid. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got household items like toothpaste and shampoo, all natural. Try those out. We've got the Next Level mouthwashes here, and it's 50% off Super Blue Immune Gargle today. Proud to bring you a powerful dental and palate cleanse with Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. All sizes combo available at 50% off. You can stock up and take some to go for a portable and at-home multi-purpose formula. It is the Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle all sizes combo. So you got the large bottle there, and then you've got the one you can take on the road. And while you're getting that, don't forget about Super Blue Fluoride-Free Toothpaste. So The deals at InfoWarsStore.com right now are pretty much as good as it gets when it comes to 50% off top-selling supplements, five-star rated supplements, like the Real Red Pill. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and just remember, it's because of this audience, it's because of your support that we can beat this censorship and at least exist. And, you know, you just think about, I mean, you want to talk about a defamation case. Right now, you've got Roy Moore suing Sacha Baron Cohen. I think the number is like $97 million defamation case. Defamation suits are the hardest to win. And so if you're going to do a defamation suit, you throw out a massive figure and hope that the person you're suing just backs off. But Alex, to me, has the easiest case to win for a defamation suit because we can actually show you the financial hit we've taken to the tunes of tens of millions of dollars since they banned us off of all the marketplace sharing on Google, since they've banned us from monetizing videos on YouTube. So we can actually present a physical number to the tunes of millions of dollars how their defamation against Alex Jones has actually hurt him as a character assassination, and actually hurt us financially. But it's your support at InfoWarsStore.com that just makes Alex chug forward and not look back. And so that's what Alex Jones does. And we've got huge specials. The Labor Day specials are extended. And I just thank the audience. Don't forget about InfoWarsStore.com. That's what they want you to do. This is all about financially crippling us, folks. And there's other stuff going on behind the scenes. I don't know if Alex is going to ever talk about it, but the lengths that they're going to try to financially handicap us, you wouldn't even believe. It's like the tip of the iceberg thing. Like, the censorship is really just the tip of the iceberg. And then you got the lawsuits and all the other crap that goes on. It's just unbelievable. But your support is steadfast at InfoWarsStore.com. So the Labor Day specials have been extended 50% off half of the supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, there is a lot of news that we need to get into, including the U.S. strikes in Syria have begun and Russia has vowed retaliation. Now, this is when you talk about the geopolitics and whatever the oil wars, you know, whatever you want to call it, illegal wars, false wars, wars that will lead to bigger wars. This is it right now. Syria is the powder keg. And it's been the powder keg. You see, on September 11, 2001, when the government and the news told us that Osama bin Laden and radical Islamic terrorists took down the Twin Towers, there was a plan in place to invade the Middle East and to bring the Jewish central banks to the Middle East. Syria is one of the last dominoes to fall. They got Iraq. They got Afghanistan. They got the other pieces moving into place that they didn't have to invade. They got Libya. And some of the other dominoes fell into place, so they didn't have to invade. Egypt is an example. I mean, it just goes on and on. There's General Wesley Clark. General Wesley Clark, before they banned that on YouTube, it's got millions of views. 7 countries in 5 years. That was the plan you saw. Syria is the last domino to fall. Russia's not going to allow it. Trump wasn't going to fall for it. But it looks like they're going to pigeonhole him in to going into war in Syria with war hawks like Nikki Haley behind it and warmongers like John Bolton, who we think was the man behind the New York Times op-ed piece praising John McCain. And why would they want InfoWars to be banned off the internet when they go into Syria and lie about what's going on with Syria? See, the American people in general are sick of wars. They're sick of foreign interventions. They know InfoWars is the only big news network out there that's going to cover it. Fox News will be just fine with a war in Syria, at least 90% of the hosts. InfoWars won't be, so they have to erase us off the internet to let everyone go along with more war.
Through the lies. lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Owen Troyer filling in for Alex here in the second hour. Big week coming up for the Alex Jones Show. You're not going to want to miss a beat. Be sure to tell your friends and family about InfoWars.com/show. Don't forget about us as they're trying to erase us from the internet. Now, we've got a lot of callers calling in about the censorship issue. Before I go to your calls, let me address some of the latest news. First, let me read for you the message we got from Apple when they took down our app. Now, this was wild because I actually was not, I didn't even know this was going on. Friday night, I'm playing basketball when this happens. I go home and I'm getting ready to do my own broadcast on the War Room Show's Twitter page because I had to address YouTube kicking me off, YouTube banning my personal channel when I wasn't even doing anything, and I caught YouTube in a lie. So I was going to go do a live video on the War Room Show's Twitter when right before I went live, I got banned from doing a live video on that. So then I had to turn around and do it on my Twitter account. So I didn't, and I did this, and I didn't even know that Apple had kicked us off its platform as an app. And so I'm just doing this live broadcast and be like, hey, did you hear Apple kicked you guys off? And I didn't even know that that had happened. So this is next level. Alex Jones is calling it internet martial law. Let me read for you the message from the Apple Resolution Center. We are writing to notify you that your application has been removed from the App Store because it is not in compliance with the App Store review guidelines. Oh, guideline 111, safety, objectionable content. Your app includes content that could be considered defamatory or mean-spirited and appears to humiliate, intimidate, or place a targeted individual or group in harm's way. Well, now, wait a second. Half of the channels on YouTube would have to be gone. Okay, but I guess we're talking about Apple, but it's the same difference. Then the YouTube app can't be on Apple, right? How much objectionable content is on YouTube? How about the Twitter app? How much objectionable content is on Twitter? So once again, this is total bullcrap. Here's what I wish. I wish that the people in charge of these companies would just be honest. I just wish they weren't such liars, but they are. Why don't you just be honest and say, look, Alex Jones' message, we don't like it. We don't like InfoWars politics, and we don't like the fact that Alex Jones is so popular and he's beating us and he's beating our corporate news. One man, one audience, destroying narratives, taking America back. If they could just come out and admit that, I would have a little bit of respect for them. But they won't even admit it. They're going to be total liars through and through. And they think that the population is so stupid that you're not even going to see it. You're not going to see the blatant censorship being done as a political agenda. And so then what do they say in a Yahoo News story In the U.S., a lot of twisted people have access to guns. That's why Alex Jones and InfoWars were too dangerous not to be banned. Oh, but wait a second. Who's actually getting violent? It's the left. Who got shot? Steve Scalise, a Republican, by a radical leftist. It's the left getting violent with people like Maxine Waters and Nancy Pelosi telling them to do so. So it's total BS. Everyone knows it's BS. The censorship is 100% political. And I just wish companies like Apple and Google and Facebook and Twitter weren't such liars about it. But they are liars because that's what they are. And that's what they'll always be. So let's now go to your calls on this issue. Let's go to Chase the Patriot calling in from California on a major issue. Hero of Benghazi suspended from Twitter for criticizing Obama. Chris Tonto Peranto. You've probably seen him before on TV, heard about him, the Benghazi hero. He's now off Twitter because he gets suspended. He's not allowed to have political speech against Obama. So you're not allowed to talk about Obama. You're not allowed to talk about anything unless it's okay with the establishment big brother. That's where we're at. Chase the Patriot in California. Go ahead.
Hey, what's happening there? Chase the Patriot checking in there. Hey, I'm glad you guys are having him on the show tomorrow. This is really one of those moments where people have to pay attention. If they're going to attack a hero of the war, you know, a hero of Benghazi, and just try to erase the story like it never even happened. I want to alarm everybody to the next level of censorship. See, right now they're censoring people. They're censoring websites. But next it's going to be the information themselves and the words themselves, and here's how they're doing
it. Well, that's really what it already is. It's just under the facade of doing it to people. But that's already what it is.
But, Owen, the next generation right now is what everybody needs to be alarmed to. Across the country, every public school is giving every kid a Chromebook because Google has lowered the price and basically given them free Chromebooks. And now they don't use encyclopedias. They don't read books. Everything they learn comes from the Google search. 50 million children are in our public school system right now, and they're getting one-sided arguments. And this is one of those moments where we can alarm all the military and all parents that they're attacking our military and they're attacking our children's minds right now, and people aren't even
alarmed. You know what, though? This is actually interesting because I wonder now, I'll need to do a little more research into this, if Google is working with the United States government and using their technology in public schools, now all of a sudden, how is it that Google can get away with this censorship? How is it that Google can, I mean, this is basically, like you're saying, they're now taking complete control of our destiny, where they're now going to decide what the youth of the nation can and can't see. So how is it Google is even allowed to do that? That is next level illegality.
Okay, but listen, every child, I'm telling you, they will not accept homework from them in certain school districts unless it's turned into what's called Google Classroom. And everything in the hive mind of these children is getting sent into the Google central computers. You can look it up, where kids are getting punished because they don't want to send their homework in to the computer system, and they're getting punished for it. Now, this every parent across the country needs to wake up and look at what's happening in their public schools. And remember, you can check me out on YouTube, Chase the Patriot. Take care.
Thank you for the call. Wow. I mean, just think about that, folks. They are Google. See, this people don't understand. These companies are bigger than the government. Google runs the school now. Google runs the information now. Google runs the internet now. And they're deciding what gets to exist and what doesn't. They're Big Brother. When did we vote to allow Google to run this country? When did we decide that Google was going to be the arbiter of information? Who decided Google was going to be the company that takes over the schools? This is unbelievable. You know who it was, folks? Barack Obama. Why do you think Google had its own office, basically, in the West Wing? See, this is the kind of stuff. This is why we have to take calls. It's just like, it's just unbelievable, man. How can they possibly get away with this in America? I'll tell you how. Because the average citizen in this country is totally distracted by pop culture and sports. The average citizen in this country is totally brainwashed and dumbed down by the chemicals in the food and water. And at a very primal, instinctual human level, their very instincts, their very information in their DNA has been stopped from access. They've been stopped from accessing that. So they're basically spiritually dead.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of the Alex Jones here on this Sunday. We are going to take more of your calls. But I've got breaking news. Alex Jones is coming back in studio. The man just cannot get away, folks. He never stops working. He never stops working. And we really appreciate your support at InfoWarsStore.com. That's why he just keeps chugging and won't even sit a play off. But he's going to come back in studio at 6:30 Central, and we're going to go live from the podcast studio, a live transmission with Alex Jones at 6:30 Central here in an hour, 30 minutes after the Sunday show concludes. But before that, we're going to go back to your phone calls. Now, this story is from The Hill today. GOP turns its fire on Google. Look, talk is cheap. And while it's nice to see some of these congressmen from the Republican Party saying something about it, talk is cheap. It's time to do something. It's time to bust the trusts. It's time to look into all the stuff that Google is doing. I mean, how can they get away with this censorship of everything? It's not just InfoWars, of information, just in general. And then they're going to present themselves as the arbiters of information to the children of schools in us in this country, and we're going to leave our trust in the hands of Google that's now being shipped to China? Oh, yeah, that'll go just fine. I'm sure Chinese propaganda won't make its way into the United States schools. Oh, wait, it already is. Unbelievable, man. So Alex Jones will be discussing this and more at 6:30 Central. Be sure to tune in at InfoWars.com/show and tell your friends and family. We're not allowed to market ourselves anywhere on the internet, so it's all up to you with word of mouth. And even when you share stuff on social media, they pretty much ban it if it's InfoWars. So that's loving, very tolerant. All right, let's go back out to the phones and go to Billy in Indiana. Go ahead, Billy.
Hey, Owen. Thanks for having me on the show. Just want to show some support and love. And I'd actually like to just touch off real quick where Chase the Patriot left off. My kids are actually in school too, but Apple kind of controls this area with what they call Class Dojo. So everything's monitored through.
Oh,
this.
Okay. So you get either the Google control of your kids or the Apple control of your kids, both run by China. So that's, you know, you get an option of which Chinese communist, you know, you want.
Exactly.
No, it's good. It's good exactly. To have two different flavors of Chinese communism. You got the Apple flavor, you got the Google flavor.
Yes, exactly. And it's complete. I mean, what they teach our children nowadays is completely just irrelevant for life and just anything that they would need.
And now they make it even harder to homeschool your kids. So that's like the overall agenda. You make it impossible to homeschool your kid. So you then have to send them to now the Google, China, Apple factory institutions where their kids are just going to learn how to be a mind slave to big tech.
Exactly. And I would like to just go ahead and touch off, too. I just would like you to know, too, I've actually been banned off Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Mm. And it actually all started out back in the election for President Trump. I can go back even and show it on Facebook history. I got banned 3 months before. And actually, to even get any of my accounts back, I had to show two forms of ID. I had to mail that in to them, wait for a response.
What?
Then they responded back to me. Yes, sir. Then they responded back to me. And then I had to physically handwrite a response to them, mail it to them, in order to get my account back. And YouTube banned me, of all things, just for sharing the Owen Shreds videos, because I got into it with a snowflake one day, and they completely banned my YouTube. And I can't.
Well, and see, that's the next thing that I'm wondering, because, you know, there's how many Alex Jones memes are there? I mean, there's dozens of channels that re-upload my stuff and edit it up. Right. So it's like, are they going to start just doing that? Is that the next move? Because you already know. I mean, they're already doing this. If you go on Facebook or Twitter or YouTube and restream any InfoWars content, you get banned. So absolutely. What's next? So now if you cut a video together of Alex Jones, does that get banned? If you cut a video of Owen Schroyer in the street interview, does that get banned? Where does it end? What is the we don't discuss this. We just accept it. But here's the problem. Again, it all comes down to the fact they've got most of these people brainwashed and distracted. Okay? But that's changing. The status quo is changing, but we're in a death race right now. The finish line is coming up for this death race in 53 days till the midterms or something? 58 days till the midterms? 58. So, yeah, I mean, we're in a time crunch. The final seconds are winding down in the fourth quarter for this big game, for this battle. And we have to get as many Americans conscious and engaged as possible if we want to have victory. And it really just comes down to that, folks. Are we going to put the same pieces of human trash in office, like Elizabeth Warren, like Nancy Pelosi, like Maxine Waters? Are we going to put these same garbage, trash politicians in office that do nothing for this country? Or are we going to elect real men and women who go in there to fight for America and to actually do something about the corruption in Washington? How is it that we vote for the same people to stop the corruption in Washington who've been in Washington for decades? Somebody explain that one to me. Can't. It's impossible. It's called Stockholm Syndrome. It's called mindless sheeple zombies. All right, Billy, thank you so much for the call. Or just straight rigged elections. I mean, you want to get down to it. Electronic elections, totally rigged. Let's go to Mark now in San Jose. Go ahead, Mark.
thanks for having me in to dance a few moments with you, Mr. Schroer. One way we destroy censorism is we get him back on the airwaves, okay? He was on KOMY 1340 for almost 10 years, and Michael Zwingli owns KOMY 1340 and KSCO 1080, where Rush Limbaugh is on the other side.
Well, here's the thing. I'm sorry, Mark. Your connection is bad, and I don't want to. It's just bad sounding. So I'm going to let you go. But I am going to respond to your comment here. This local talk radio is such an interesting bird, where what you basically have is in local talk radio, you've got a situation where you've got somebody who owns the station that has plenty of money, and the station is just there for them to really do promotion, and it's kind of just a fun project for them. Maybe they like going on air and marketing and stuff like that. Then you've got aspects of talk radio that they've been around. They still have the management and everything trying to run it, but it's tougher to make money now, and everybody's shows are brokered. And so it's really all about sales. And I'm just sitting here like, how can you not sell the Alex Jones Show? How can you not go and say, this is banned on the internet? You cannot access this anywhere unless you want to broadcast on your AM station. So I think that Mark makes a good point, but the talk radio market is such an interesting bird. It's hard to penetrate because it is just cutthroat, man. I mean, it is so cutthroat, that industry. And people some people just struggle just to get by, and you wouldn't even think it. Some of the biggest shows. So I think if you can find the right stations with the right owners, that could be one way to get more stations to pick up the Alex Jones Show. But I mean, I think that some people are just scared to put Alex Jones on their airwaves now. You know, that's part of the chilling effect. That's part of the character assassination of Alex Jones that the media is engaged in. Total defamation. Let's take one more call before we go to this break. Let's go to Tyler in Wisconsin. Go ahead, Tyler.
Hey, what's up, all in? This is Tyler Baggins here. And I think you're right. We need to actually vote with our pocketbooks here and make the economy kind of be our voice. And after what Apple did, taking the InfoWars app out of the iTunes store, I think that's like the straw that broke the camel's back for me, because they moved their servers to China, or the cloud. You know, the cloud just floated over to China. That's how they want to make it sound. But they moved all the servers over to China, and, you know, that's kind of like an intangible thing, right, that's not really affecting you day-to-day. But the other day, I was having some bugs in the InfoWars app, so I thought, hey, you know, first, this isn't a coincidence, because you know how it goes, you know. So I thought maybe if I delete the app and then re-download it, I could get it without any bugs.
Oh, but then you deleted it and they removed it. So now you can't get it.
No, I cannot get it. And it's just like, okay.
I think that Tyler is onto something, which people seeing the app removed is the straw, is the awakening moment. Like, wow, this really is crazy.
Watch me. Watch me.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroer.
And we're in the final segment here. But Alex Jones is coming up live at 6:30 at InfoWars.com/show, because that is the last platform we have. We have been banned everywhere else from doing a live broadcast because we're too powerful. So tell your friends, tell your family. InfoWars.com/show. Alex Jones coming back live on a Sunday night. 6:30 Central. InfoWars.com/show. The most banned individual in modern day history. Alex Jones. The test case for internet unhumaning. Alex Jones. And with a big story like Syrian strikes coming up, they can't have Alex Jones with the ability to go live and break into the Matrix to tell you the truth about what's going on in Syria. So they just have to ban him so that you get lied to about foreign wars and that you support more foreign interventions. Wow. Incredible. All right, let's go back out to the phone lines now. You've got Andreas calling in from Phoenix. Go ahead, Andreas.
Yo, and thank you so much. Yeah, listen, we're talking about censorship. You know, they're obviously taking us off the waves. I think it's super important for the listeners to rekindle the fire of the power of meeting with each other in person. And the reason why I was calling is I got one of your Incognito, the green InfoWars shirt,
yeah.
The new Incognito with the octagon. This is a beautiful, beautiful thing. You know, like, just wear that shirt around. People will see you wearing it. They'll come up to you, hey, you listen to InfoWars, Alex Jones, hey, let's exchange numbers when there's something going on in town. You know, let's get together. You know, I think it's a super, super important. Forget the airwaves. Get off the airwaves. Let's start grassroots again, meeting people in person.
Well, no, exactly. Here's the thing. We're not censored in the 3D realm, or we force them to censor us in the 3D realm, which is what they'll do. Now, I don't know if you've heard about the InfoWars Army that I launched, which has already been under threat. And just to reiterate, and we have this disclaimer, we're a peaceful group. We don't do anything illegal. It's just totally First Amendment. So they're already attacking us and threatening us with that. But that's why I started the InfoWars Army, because we have to go out into the third dimension now, since they want to censor us from the internet dimension, the digital world. But guess what? What's going to happen is they're going to start censoring us in the 3D world, too. You watch. You hold up a sign behind College Game Day on ESPN on Saturday that says free Alex Jones, you'll be told to get rid of it. Now you've got a story. Now you've got a national story. Now we're going to cover it. You see, so that's what's going to happen. But that's the fight we have to engage in to defeat these people. Thank you so much, Andreas, for the plug of the InfoWars Hectagon logo T-shirt. And thank you so much for the call. Let's jump over to Mel. I'm going to try to get to as many as possible. Mel in Costa Rica, go ahead.
Hi, Owen. How are you, brother?
Good.
Can you hear me okay?
Oh, yeah.
Great. Excellent. First off, I'd like to congratulate you on your InfoWarsArmy.com. You should start a group called Majestic 12, a think tank that comes in once a week. Whether you do it over the internet, it's fine.
Well, I will just tell you this, Mel. I will just say this. Maybe down the road, but let me just tell you, I'm pretty much doing this whole thing myself. I mean, obviously, there's some guys here helping me with, you know, getting the website and everything going, but this deal has not been where it needs to be once since I started it. I'm not going to be where I need to be Monday to do this. I'm still going to do the update on Monday live on Twitter and start getting something engaged. But to start jumping forward with projects with this, I don't have the ability to do that yet, unfortunately. I'm telling you, this is the thing about the InfoWars Army. And I'm not trying to call anyone out here. It's just like, this falls on you guys. You guys are the army. You guys are the foot soldiers. You are the people that we need to go out there and engage in the real world. And so I'm going to be there to amplify it, organize it, and keep everyone together as a team. But, you know, I want you guys to have the idea. All I have is myself, and Alex gave me $10,000 for a first prize. I'll say the biggest red pill. If it's five of you, you'll split the prize. The biggest red pill that people can get out there before the midterms, we got 57 days left, gets the 10K InfoWars Army initiation prize. Anything else, Mel?
Yeah. No, and the other thing is there is hope down the road. There's a cryptocurrency called Tron, T-R-O-N. They are designing Web 3.0, which is completely going to be owned by the people and controlled by the people. So, and they got billions and billions of dollars behind them. So there is hope down the road. And also, I want to verify that your app has been removed. And thirdly, your products are off the Richter scale. There are no words to describe your products. I'm 55 today, and I don't feel 55. I feel 25 when I'm on your products.
Well, happy birthday, Mel. Thank you so much for that plug. I hope you enjoy your birthday, and thank you for shopping at InfoWarsStore.com and enjoying the products. God bless you, Mel. Let's go now to Antonio. Actually, I will say this before we go to Antonio. Actually, you know what? Let's go to Charles, because he's going to carry this point that Mel just said. And I've noticed this too. Now, I'm not saying why this is happening or if this is across the board. I figured it to be anomalous. But at my home, I cannot watch InfoWars.com/show on the Google Chrome browser. It will not let me. It errors every time. And I've had other people say the same thing. So I have to watch it on the Mozilla Firefox browser at home because Google won't let me play the Alex Jones show. Charles says in Georgia, he's experiencing that same issue.
Yeah. Well, I think I figured it out what the issue is. It may not be the browser causing it. Anyone who has AdBlock or AdBlock Plus, if you have that running, it hides the InfoWars logo, the play button, a lot of features that let you play videos. So I believe the ad block is causing it.
That's strange.
Now, if you pause it, it may show up all the icons and everything, because that's what I did. But, you know, at the universities my friends work, they say that InfoWars is flagged as questionable material by their IT departments.
Oh, and, yeah. If you're a lot of school networks that have those, laptops or whatever, and they have this built-in system, they'll flag stuff. And, you know, you want to flag stuff if your kids are at school, you know, so they don't go to websites. I get that. But, yeah, I mean, they flag InfoWars, and they don't let students go to InfoWars.
Yeah. And I'm a web developer, and anything you need, Owen, or anything InfoWars needs, I'd be happy to offer my services for free, because y'all do so much for me.
Well, we need all the help we can get, brother. I mean, let me tell you, it's a struggle every day where, I mean, I'm not, nobody's trashing our IT team here. It's just like, we've got like five projects that we need to crank out, and then we get hit with all the censorship and everything. So now we have to focus everyone's attention on getting a new app and a new ability to stream and get a push notification. So it's like all of their projects get put aside. Charles, I am taking emails, InfoWarsArmy@InfoWars.com. I'm getting hundreds of them, so I may or may not end up finding you. But if you want to send me an email there and mention your what you do building websites and stuff like that, maybe we can reach out to you. And you can help us, because we really do need as much help as possible. So God bless you, Charles. Thank you for the call. Let's close out here with Antonio in Colorado. Go ahead, Antonio.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Hello, it's Antonio from Denver. I'm a Native American Mexican, second generation born in the United States. I'm also a Western chauvinist who refuses to apologize for creating the modern world. So I will be attending the rally to fight against internet censorship in Denver, September 15th. So everyone who's willing to join arms with us, you're more than welcome to come down.
So September 15th in Denver, a march against censorship. You've also got September 22nd, 1 p.m. in Austin, Texas at Woolridge Square Park, the Free Alex Jones Rally.
All right. And I believe we'll have some Proud Boys there as well.
Sure, you will.
With not only with the censorship being stepped up across Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and so on, the powers that be are also pushing their anti-American, Luciferian, anti-Christian agenda even harder.
No, but see, isn't that the most ridiculous part of all this, Antonio? And thank you so much for the call. It's like here we are. And we're going to get lectured by Hollywood. We're going to get lectured by, you know, the television entertainment industry and all of this stuff. They're going to sit here and lecture us about morals. They're going to sit here and point the finger at Trump for being uncouth. Excuse me. It's Hollywood and the entertainment industry that has turned the West into Sodom and Gomorrah. That wasn't Donald Trump. That was Hollywood. That was Hollywood sexualizing and making everything violent. That's Hollywood that turned the art of filmmaking into just sex and violence. That was Hollywood. And then those same people, where you got the Me Too movement coming out of, are going to sit here and point the finger at Trump and point the finger at Trump supporters? No, I don't think so. And by the way, there's about to be a new Me Too development coming from the Democrat Party. Oh, you wait. You wait for that one, folks. It's not going to matter because they get away with it, but it's coming. We'll report on it. All right, I sign off here for the Alex Jones Show, but we're going live at 6:30 here. 30 minutes, InfoWars.com/show. Alex is going live with a special broadcast. You're not going to want to miss it. Spread the links. Tell your friends and family. You're the last hope we have. Stay classy, InfoWarriors.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.